Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.
Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show. A promising development heading into November of 2024. Very promising. We got some good news finally to share. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Get your tickets to America Fest, amfest.com, amfest.com. That is amfest.com. Let's get your tickets to America Fest at amfest.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. All eyes on a year from now. It is now November. In a year and a week, that's right, in a year and a week, it's election day. Now, of course, election month leads to election day, so a year from now, we'll actually have a pretty good picture of whether or not we have a chance to win or else we are going to have something suspicious happen. At Turning Point Action, we are hiring hundreds of full-time people. The RNC is not. They talk a good game. RNC doesn't do anything valuable at all. We're hiring hundreds of full-time people to go chase ballots, engage in voting month. We're raising capital from donors across the country, and we are embarking on one of the most significant personnel hiring sprees in the history of the conservative movement to engage in ballot chasing, finding low propensity voters. Now, mind you, this is going to make a big difference. 10,000 votes here, 15,000 votes there, 7,000 votes here, 2 votes per precinct there. All of a sudden, engaging in voting month is going to make a material and serious difference and will give those of us that want Donald Trump to become president a fighting chance and an advantage. There is so much negative news out there. So much. The borders are open. World war seems to be looming. The economy is just in the gutter. It is total trash and garbage. National morale is at an all-time low. We're spending $2 trillion we don't have. But there's some good news. And it's worth pausing for a second and realize that the terrain of which the battle will be fought on, which Sun Tzu famously said in Art of War, it is the terrain that matters far more than the combatants. We'll find the exact quote. It's a beautiful quote. That you must know the terrain of which you fight your battle on matters far more than Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. In 2020, it was an election unlike any other. It was more like a selection, drive-by shooting of the U.S. Constitution, mass mail-in ballots. Zuckerberg, $400 million to the Center for Technology of Civic Life. Floydapalooza, mask mandates, COVID death counts on television. Signature verification laws being completely relaxed. We had the mules that Dinesh D'Souza put forward in the movie 2000 Mules. We knew something unprecedented was occurring. We knew something rigged was occurring, and it felt as if we couldn't stop it. But even with that, there was an opportunity to make the election even closer. Donald Trump had pressure from every possible direction. The fact that Donald Trump did not get blown out of the water with the intel agencies against him, the social media companies against him, rich and wealthy donors against him, oligarchs against him, his own government against him, is remarkable. 10,000 votes in Arizona, 9,000 votes in Georgia, and 22,000 votes in Wisconsin. You're talking about a margin of a margin race. the mythology of the 2020 election was that it was a blowout, was that Donald Trump got blown out of the water. In October of 2020, a legit October surprise surfaced. There was a plan that was underway in 2020. Lock down the country, increase the fear, maximize racial reckoning, create division, discord, disunity. There was a plan, and it was going according to plan. Donald Trump's numbers went down. Now, the rioting actually helped Trump a little bit, especially in Wisconsin. CNN does the famous picture, mostly peaceful protests underway in Kenosha as everything is burning behind him. But still, it seemed as if Trump needed some help. The Democrats were building the shadow campaign that built the 2020 election, as articulated by Molly Ball in Time Magazine, Mark Elias, labor unions, organizers, people in the streets, social media companies. We needed a morale boost, and out of nowhere, what seemed to be a fringe story, it's too good to be true, surfaced. After Labor Day, Rudy Giuliani, God bless Rudy Giuliani, started to do conservative media and said that he had access to Hunter Biden's laptop. What? The son of the former vice president left a laptop at a laptop repair shop in Delaware, and included in it is highly suspicious sexual activity, foreign business dealings, and text messages with Joe Biden. You would think that would be a story that would change elections forever. An entire laptop full of information, but the plan that the oligarchs had and the elites had was well underway, and the plan almost was derailed. It was this close. The mass mail-in balloting and the mules, the drop boxes, Zuckerberg, and out of nowhere, this laptop appears, and they knew they had a problem. 50 former intel agencies lied. They used their reputation and their title to lie. John Brennan, Tony Blinken was the organizer of it, calling the laptop Russian disinformation. And you could not turn on your television in October of 2020 without hearing it. Play cut 62.
NPR explained, we don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories.
Who even thought to make that story up?
It's a story that many intelligence experts say has all the hallmarks of a foreign interference campaign.
It looks like it's tied to Vladimir Putin in Moscow.
This is a Russian intelligence disinformation campaign.
It's foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Russian intelligence.
Rudy Giuliani was not fed passively Russian disinformation. He ordered it off the menu.
And this is a classic example of the right-wing media machine.
That is while people are voting in voting month. By the way, that's Media Research Center. Well done. That's an amazing contemplation. That's while people were voting. But it was even worse than that. So if the media is not going to cover it, we decided, let's do what we did in 2016. We being Jack Posobiec, Charlie Kirk, Mike Cernovich, let's go to social media. Because in 2016, the media was doing all that nonsense, but we went to social media. We went to Facebook. We went to Twitter. We were going to meme our way to the truth. I lost access to my Twitter account in October of 2020 because I was talking about the Hunter Biden laptop. The New York Post was locked out of their Twitter account for publicizing the Hunter Biden laptop story. Facebook suppressed any mention of the Hunter Biden laptop story. Remember Mark Zuckerberg? Let's get this tape, guys. Mark Zuckerberg casually went on Joe Rogan August of last year. I remember I was watching this in the hospital a couple days after my daughter was born. As I was getting food, it was just on. Tucker was on. And I was like, that's interesting. Mark Zuckerberg said, yeah, the FBI visited us a couple months ahead of time, warning us that Russian disinformation very well might impact the 2020 election. And so we were on guard. We were on edge. And then all of a sudden, everyone says the laptop was Russian disinformation. We were not allowed to talk about, whisper, or think about an October surprise of a laptop full of information. In fact, the social media landscape was silenced. And the tragedy is their coup, their plan, their rigging. It worked. You have a president in the Oval Office that did not get there by regular, normal constitutional means. He got there by shutting up his opponents, using the instruments of power to stifle and silence. But I am here to tell you and to demonstrate and to prove to you that as we head in November of next year, something has changed. No, Republicans have not changed voting laws nearly enough in Georgia or Arizona. We still have this garbage mass mail-in balloting. No, we have not implemented robust signature verification, but something has changed. The RNC certainly hasn't stepped up. The establishment hasn't grown a spine, but there is improvement. And I'll prove it to you. One of the most single important changes since the rigging of 2020. Look, I'm going to tell you about Donors Trust. We're sponsored today by them, the principal tax-friendly way to simplify your charitable giving. Fidelity Charitable recently released its latest giving report. According to its report, its account holders recommended in 2022$11 billion to nonprofits. In the mix, Planned Parenthood Foundation of America. In fact, according to the report, Planned Parenthood was the sixth most popular nonprofit among Fidelity Charitable account holders. Last year, six out of nearly 200,000 unique charities. Does that upset you? Well, it upsets me too. The good news is that if you have Fidelity Charitable Giving Account, it's not too late to roll over your charitable dollars to a giving account provider that shares your values. Roll over your giving to Donors Trust so you can actually help expectant mothers and families in crisis. I love Donors Trust. Donors Trust givers have recommended grants to dozens of pro-life organizations and crisis pregnancy centers, including Priests for Life, Students for Life, Susan B. Anthony List Education Fund, Americans United for Life, CareNet, and others. Visit DonorsTrust.org/Charlie to learn more about Donors Trust. We work with them very closely. I really like them. If you are giving money away from now to the end of the year, you guys should look at Donors Trust as a way to set up a donor-advised fund. That is DonorsTrust.com/Charlie to discover how you can partner with a giving account provider that shares your values. That's DonorsTrust.org/Charlie. I lost access to my Twitter account when it mattered most. Facebook suppressed the Hunter Biden laptop story. According to the Media Research Center, a significant percentage, between 20 to 25% of voters, had they known about the Hunter Biden laptop story, would have voted differently. You can materially prove that even with all the mass mail-in balloting, all the counting nonsense, Fulton County pipe leak, all that trash in Pennsylvania of we're going to stop counting and it takes days and days and days and days and days and days. Even with that, you can materially prove that if we would have been able to get the truth out in October of 2020, Donald Trump would still be president of the United States. You can prove that. What I'm getting at is that the ballot garbage, the way we do elections in this country, is broken and we're trying to fix it. We're trying to play by their rules, do ballot chasing, precinct by precinct, door knocking. Republicans better step up and fix some of these election rules, but they're not. But even after all the rigging, Trump still fell 100,000 votes short in four states and 40,000 votes in the three states that you need to win in the 2024 election. So what has changed? Well, as someone who spends a fair amount of time online, and as someone who has well over 10 million followers on social media, I can tell you something has seriously changed, and changed for the better. Elon Musk purchasing Twitter is one of the most promising developments for us to get a fair shake in 2024. Elon Musk has plenty of things he does that I don't like, and I just want to make sure you all know that. I'm not a defender of Elon Musk. I'm not an apologist. If I ever get an interview with Elon Musk, it will be very positive, very favorable, and I'll be very skeptical about his China stuff and also drilling holes in people's heads and doing stuff. He's very weird. I don't like that at all. However, what Elon Musk has done, not just said, what Elon Musk has done to buy Twitter and liberate it has been a moral good for humanity and civilization. Period. Elon Musk has done, not said, more for the cause of liberty and freedom than establishment Republicans have done over the last 30 years. I hear a lot of talk from Brian Kemp I hear a lot of talk from Republican establishment folks in D.C., and we get nothing. Elon Musk is not a Republican. Elon Musk is a fair-minded entrepreneur who loves liberty, loves the Constitution, wants what is best for humanity, and he saw a major problem with where Twitter was going. Elon Musk had a powerful conversation with Joe Rogan. And I'm a Joe Rogan fan. I'll be very honest. I think Joe Rogan is a very special talent. You want to talk about someone who I don't agree with all the time? Sometimes Joe Rogan says stuff. I say, really, Joe? That he's a uniquely American talent. Joe Rogan is awesome. And I'll say this. Joe Rogan is on my Mount Rushmore of podcasters because Joe Rogan stood up even more than most conservatives during COVID and spoke the truth. So God bless Joe Rogan. He's got some weird views on drugs, but that's not worth going into. Listen to this. This is Elon Musk yesterday on this very interesting, entertaining, deep, and powerful conversation yesterday with Joe Rogan. Elon Musk articulates why he bought Twitter. Play cut 60.
What was it ultimately that led you to make the decision to do it?
I mean, this is going to sound somewhat melodramatic, but I was worried about that it was having a corrosive effect on civilization. I think part of it is that it's where it was located, which is downtown San Francisco. If you've walked around downtown San Francisco, right near the ex-FKA Twitter headquarters, it's a zombie apocalypse.
He goes on to say that mind virus, by the way, he's almost reading the script that we have been articulating on this program the last couple of years. That's awesome. Now, it's not just talk, everybody. I could tell you right now, I can say things on Twitter that I used to get banned for. I could say that men can't give birth. I used to get banned for that. I can say that blacks commit more crimes than whites. I used to get banned for that. I can say that the medical mutilation of children should be illegal. It is not just talk. Twitter has been liberated. Is it perfect? Of course not. Our followers have grown by 900,000 on Twitter. And I'm going to show you even further that if Twitter remains even marginally liberated, we have a fighting chance next November. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Do you know that the average American spends about 20 years in retirement? That's a long time to live without a steady income. We want to make sure you enjoy every moment of it and don't outlive your money. Retirement is about more than just investments. It's about living your best life. Let's not retire. Let's pivot. My friends at Pax Financial Group developed a course for the sole purpose of helping you pivot. If you want your own free guide of pivoting into the next chapter of life with purpose, visit paxfg.com/Charlie. That is paxfg.com/Charlie. I have some of my money managed by Pax Financial. They do a wonderful job. And remember, retirement is about more than just investments. The Charlie Kirk endorsement of the Pax Financial Group LLC was given for compensation, which creates an incentive to recommend Pax's advisory services. You need to make sure that disclaimer is very clear. So check it out, paxfg.com/Charlie. If we are able to compete, call out tyranny, spot inconsistencies, identify hypocrisy, expose corruption, the 2024 election will be fairer, not fair, but fairer. I understand we're getting lots of emails, but Charlie, what about the ballots and the signature stuff? I'm focusing on the information consumption ecosystem. Why do you think that America's opinion on the trans issue has moved 10 points in the last 18 months? By the way, in our direction. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that with all the media support, all the institutions, that a social issue is moving in the conservative direction? Think about it with gay marriage. With gay marriage, that moved away from the conservative traditional perspective year after year. Steadily but slowly, it just went away. To such a place where conservatives are afraid to even touch the issue. Fine. Why is it that in the last 18 months, what happened 18 months ago approximately? Well, Elon Musk bought Twitter. I'll give you just one example of dozens I could give you. Pinned to almost the top of Twitter.com was the full, extremely persuasive, What is a Woman documentary by one of my favorite people in public life, Matt Walsh. One of the most important voices is Matt Walsh. He's unbelievable. So he has this whole movie about what is a woman, and it's seen, I don't know the numbers, tens of millions of times minimum. That helps a lot. Old Twitter kicked Matt Walsh's film off immediately. Any promotion, anything done. In fact, even when they were trying to promote it this time, the deep state of Twitter started to scream and Elon fired him. And Elon came in and said, no, I think this is a very important film for people to see. And Elon has said that the chemical castration of children, the medical mutilation of children is evil and it's wrong. So Elon gave a series of responses yesterday. And it's hard to even summarize this dialogue with Joe Rogan and Elon Musk. Now, understand, some of you don't like Elon in this audience. Some of you don't like Joe Rogan. But Joe Rogan and Elon, they are the voter that you need to win over. Not everyone is as conservative as we are. Listen to this. Elon Musk exposes how slanted, tilted, and political Twitter was. Play cut 59.
The degree to which Twitter was simply an arm of the government was not well understood by the public. And it was whatever the official government, I mean, it was like Pravda, basically. It's a state publication is the way to think of old Twitter. People like Republicans were suppressed at 10 times the rate of Democrats. Now, that's because old Twitter was fundamentally controlled by the far left.
Old Twitter was fundamentally controlled by the far left. Something that the libertarian movement focused on back in the early years when I got started at Turning Point USA was how powerful ideas are. The Ayn Rand crowd specifically said that if you fight in the idea space, one day it will become politics. That's somewhat true. But if I were to be honest, we as conservatives have de-emphasized the idea space. We're getting better. James Lindsay has contributed significantly to this. Our program has... What do I mean by this? How do ideas impact your personal life? How do ideas impact political decisions? Elon Musk, in Cut 61, talks about how certain philosophies become a mind virus. Play Cut 61.
Now you have to say, well, what philosophy led to that outcome? And that philosophy was being piped to Earth, was effectively given an information weapon to propagate what is essentially a mind virus to the rest of Earth. And the outcome of that mind virus is very clear if you walk around the streets of downtown San Francisco. It is the end of civilization.
And it's not just propagating the mind virus, but suppressing any opposing viewpoints.
Yes. Well, in order for the virus to propagate, it must suppress opposing viewpoints.
That is one of the most powerful 30-second clips you are going to see, where you have the world's wealthiest man, depending on stock prices, but I think he's back up there, worth $200 billion, and the world's most popular podcaster, UFC host, dialoguing about how the Marxist, postmodern, woke mind virus will destroy civilization. Those are two icons. You want to get a little hope today, everybody? Forget all the nonsense chatter, polls, and all this. Just take a step back. That is a great sign. That is a very healthy indicator. When powerful people start to speak the same language as the grassroots, eventually you'll meet in the middle. It's inevitable. What Elon Musk articulated is no different than what I hear from you when I go do these events. When we take selfies and I shake your hands and we sit down on roundtables and I get a chance to talk to you, many of you come up, you say, Charlie, how do we confront the mind virus of the woke? And everyone words it in their own way. But here you have the world's wealthiest man, the most popular podcaster, who's not exactly a right winger, Joe Rogan, saying the same thing as the conservative grassroots. Not only that, If I were to go to a MAGA rally and I were to ask individually or collectively, who is the greatest villain facing civilization or the American West? What answer do you think I would get? If I were to ask at a typical Turning Point USA event, a Teep USA faith event, a pastor summit, a MAGA rally, if I were to say, who is the person pulling the strings? Who is the person financing this stuff? Without a doubt, I would hear overwhelmingly George Soros. The conservative base has educated themselves. You, the audience, know that George Soros is pumping his entire life's work into the destruction of civilization, the West, and humanity. You've believed that for many years. You know who else has identified George Soros as the villain, as a Luciferian figure destroying everything that we love? Play cut 55.
You know, one often hears of the sort of George Soros boogeyman, but I mean, Soros actually, you know, he is, I believe, the top contributor to the Democratic Party. In my opinion, he fundamentally hates humanity. He's doing things that erode the fabric of civilization. You know, getting DAs elected who refuse to prosecute crime. That's part of the problem in San Francisco and LA and a bunch of other cities. So why would you do that? Soros realized that you don't actually need to change the laws. You just need to change how they're enforced. If nobody chooses to enforce the law or the laws are differentially enforced, it's like changing the laws.
I got to be really honest about you guys, with you guys. This is very comforting. You know, you host a show like this, you give thousands of speeches over a decade, and you have to wonder, will the people with power, forget the political power, they're largely a waste of time, will they start saying the stuff that we're noticing? This interview, I can't even put into words, guys, is an incredible stimulus of optimism. I would rather have Elon Musk and Joe Rogan dialoguing in this political awakening more so than even people in DC. Politics is a broken system. It's full of cancers and tumors, lots of issues. When the world's wealthiest man and someone who reaches, no exaggeration, tens of millions of people every time he puts an episode, that episode with Elon Musk, if you count the clips and the videos, undoubtedly has already reached well over 100 million people. You couldn't buy television advertisements that powerful. I was in the gym yesterday, and two kind of Rogan bros were watching the Elon Musk interview. You just kind of, you see it, two. Like with 100 million people have already heard this. And by the way, they're more likely to receive it than even Charlie Kirk saying it. And that's okay. In fact, that's awesome. We all have our role to play. Some of us move the Overton window. Other people receive the moving of the Overton window. Some of us expose corruption. Some of us go and we have debates about what is true, what is good, what is beautiful, what is right. Make no mistake, Elon Musk consumes this information. Elon Musk quote tweeted one of our tweets yesterday. He's done that repeatedly. Elon Musk follows a lot of what Jack Posobiec puts out. The truth will win. 2 years ago, Elon Musk, 2 years ago, was on the sidelines. Twitter was run by Dorsey and that foreigner who hates the country and the LGBT activist, Yoel Roth. 2 years later, we have a Twitter platform where we can speak openly and freely. We can go viral in a moment's notice. The owner is identifying George Soros as a quasi-Lucifer. And Joe Rogan goes in the direction where, without even batting an eye, Joe Rogan's like, yeah, you know, that mind virus is going to destroy all of civilization. Didn't fight it. And for Rogan not to fight something means he agrees. It means it's so obvious. Rogan's like, yeah, of course. That's why I left California. Let not your hearts be troubled, everybody. You are overwhelmed with negativity, but I'm showing you right now, there's a lot of hope on the horizon. Have you become a member of the Charlie Kirk exclusive yet? It's so easy. All you have to do is go to members.charliekirk.com today or charliekirk.com and click on the members tab. Sign up for access to all of our exclusive content. Never-before-seen interviews, weekly columns written by me, all of my most recent speeches in one place, videos where I answer your questions, and so much more. Plus, we're going to be inviting members to Zoom calls with me starting very soon, so do not miss out. Help keep us uncensored by providing you with new content daily by becoming a member. Your support means the world to me and the whole team. Sign up today at members.charliekirk.com. If we have blessed you in any way, if this show has impacted your life, if you like the impact that we are making for other people and young people especially, consider becoming a member. It's affordable for people of all income levels. You guys get amazing perks and benefits, and it's only beginning. So go to members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Many of you are unconvinced and say, it's interesting. I get it. But if I were to lovingly challenge some of you guys in the audience, it's okay to get excited about something every so often. Not everything is negative, but more power to you. So Twitter's superpower is not just in the amount of people that consume it. It is without a doubt the incubator of elite opinion. It is who is consuming it. And what is hilarious is the amount of journalists, reporters, and celebrities that have pledged to leave Twitter, and yet they keep on coming back. They can't resist it. It's too addictive. It's too real time. There's a new information consumption ecosystem out there, and it's changing by the day. How we receive information is the politics that we will live under. You want to win the culture war? You have to engage in the consumption and the publication of videos, images, and information. You want to beat the CIA-supported Operation Mockingbird? The kryptonite to Operation Mockingbird is a free and open Twitter. Citizen journalism is erupting, and the mainstream media is unable to maintain their monopoly on perceived reality. A great example, small but great, is what happened at Arizona State University a couple weeks ago. Our reporters go and ask questions to a drag queen supporting professor. The professor lunges at one of our reporters. An altercation ensues, and the university president and the head of the National Education Association, Randy Weingart, and others lie about the incident. If it wasn't for Twitter, wasn't for our ability to tell the truth and show the images, people would have lied about Turning Point USA as if, oh, look at this hateful group, when in reality, it was the professor who was a belligerent against us. That's just one example of so many where we can get the truth out more effectively. Citizen journalism is ascendant, asking questions of powerful people. The media doesn't do that. Do you notice what the media does now? They sit in their comfortable newsrooms at 71 degrees, stare into a camera, and prepare an Intel agency-tailored script and talk about how dangerous the American right is. That's all they do. They publish press releases and call it news. Do they actually do investigative work? They do for the American right. They investigate people on the conservative side. They don't do anything for regime-supported causes, voices, or perspectives. Of course not. The media is not about exposing powerful people. The media is about protecting the oligarchy. There's a reason why, if you're not convinced yet, again, I'm not an apologist for everything that Elon has ever done. But if Elon was not a threat, why is Elon being criminally investigated by the Southern District of New York for building a glass house with Tesla funds? Elon Musk is under active criminal investigation. Interesting. You look at other people that have money and power, they're not being investigated. SpaceX is being targeted by the federal government for not hiring enough refugees. There are literally 4 or 5 investigations against Elon Musk right now. And it's not because Elon Musk has necessarily opinions they don't like. That's bad enough. It's because Elon Musk stole something from them. Elon Musk beat them at their own game. Elon Musk might have been wild and eccentric enough to make a difference. Twitter being captured, Twitter being controlled, Twitter being an instrument of the intel agencies was necessary for the Great Reset. Elon called the bluff. He had the wealth. He cornered them. Twitter fought it. He outfoxed them. And now they're trying to make him pay, trying to make him cry uncle. Elon might just be wild enough where it doesn't matter. You want to win in 2024. We have a lot of work to do. But let's be honest. We are in a better position because we can speak, go viral, challenge authority, and spread the truth on Twitter.com, where 2 years ago we couldn't. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.